Let's pray once more together. Father, we pray that through your word, you would encourage us. Turn us away from trusting ourselves. To hoping in your steadfast love. That is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Open our hearts now to hear your word. And as your people together encourage each other with psalms and hymns. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And it was good to see many of you at the Friday celebration. And to hear so many testimonies of God's faithfulness. Because of the Thanksgiving season, I've chosen a psalm that is about Thanksgiving and praise to God. Thanksgiving and praise to God for His steadfast love. This is a psalm for God's people. In the words of verse 12, it is for that blessed nation whose God is the Lord.
33章12节这么说，是为神的子民，为神的国，那国是有福的。
The people whom He has chosen for His heritage.
也就是他所拣选的子民是他的产业。
So ancient Israel was to sing this psalm among the nations.
古时的以色列常常在列邦中唱这首诗歌。
And now we who are in Christ, who were once far off, but have been brought near by the blood of Christ, we may also sing this song.
现在我们在基督里的我们，原来是远离神的，现在已经亲近神了，我们也要唱这首诗歌。
And the central point I wish to draw from this psalm is this.
这首诗歌的中心重点是
from the words of verse 22.
第22节
The glad heart is the trusting heart.
信靠的心，喜乐的心是个信靠的心。
The glad heart is the trusting heart.
换句话说，一个喜乐的心是信靠神的心。
In other words, a thankfulness to God that can weather all storms comes from turning away from ourselves.
一个感恩的心可以使我们度过许多的风暴，让我们能够归向神。
And our own resources and depending utterly on His steadfast love.
我们不再靠自己，乃是完全的仰望神的信实。
A love that is ultimately found in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
神的信实的爱是在我们主耶稣基督里。
So with that in mind, let's move through the psalm from beginning to end.
以这个，所以我们的心，我们来看这首诗篇33篇。
Seeing how it both encourages and enables praise.
看他怎样的鼓励我们赞美神。
And consider 3 points.
我们有三个重点。
The summons to praise, verses 1 to 3.
1到3节是呼召我们赞美。
The reasons for praise, verses 4 to 19.
4到19节是为什么赞美。
And finally, the secret of praise, verses 20 to 22.
20到22节分享了赞美的秘诀。
First, the summons to praise in verses 1 to 3.
1到3节是呼召我们来赞美神。
The psalm begins, Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with a lyre. Make melody to Him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts.
1到3节这样说，义人啊，当向耶和华欢呼，以感恩献上，赞美，正直人的赞美是 合宜的，当献上感谢，用诗歌、琴瑟、十弦乐器来赞美神，向他唱新歌，弹得好，用弦管弦乐弹得非常美妙，而且要声音要洪亮的来赞美神。
So how shall we describe this praise?
所以我们应该怎样描述这样的赞美呢？
What is the volume of this praise?
我们赞美的声量应该多大呢？
It is to be loud.
圣经说要洪亮。
This call to praise begins with the command, shout for joy in the Lord.
这首诗呼召我们来赞美神，它以大声的来赞美神开始。
And it ends with the words, loud shouts.
然后以大声的结束，大声的欢呼来结束这首诗。
So praise is to be loud.
所以我们的赞美应该是高声的。
Of course, the volume of praise may not always be loud.
也许我们的音量不见得常常是高声的。
But what is implied in the word shout is that praise be robust, wholehearted.
在这里面，这个字“欢呼”这个字里面，意味着我们要有强而有力的赞美。
We may say that those who praise God should praise God and be all in.
换句话说，我们赞美神的时候要全心的赞美。
Should be fully engaged.
要完全的赞美。
What are the tools of this praise?
我们赞美用哪些乐器呢？
The tools of praise are the voice and instruments.
包括我们的声音，包括各样的乐器。
They are called to sing.
包括叫我们呼召我们向神唱新歌。
And a variety of instruments are welcome.
用各样的乐器来赞美神。
What is the quality of this praise?
那我们赞美的质量是怎么样呢？
It is to be excellent.
我们必须完全的美善。
Verse 3 says, play skillfully on the strings.
第三节说要管弦乐要奏得非常的美妙。
God's people are to give their best for the praise of Him.
神的子民要把最好的献给神。
He is worthy.
因为神是配得赞美的。
But we also see in this text that it's not just a big show.
我们在这里面看到不是外表的大型表演。
It's not a sensational performance.
也不是一个感人的演出。
It's not just for external excellence.
不单单是外面的完美。
This praise is to come from the heart.
而这样的赞美是发自内心的赞美。
What is the attitude of this praise?
我们应该有什么样的态度呢？
The attitude is to be one of joy in the Lord, and thanks to the Lord.
我们的态度是应该以向神欢呼。
Verse 1 says, shout for joy in the Lord.
第一节说，义人啊，当靠耶和华欢呼。
Verse 2 says, give thanks to the Lord.
第二节说，当向耶和华献上我们的感谢。
And the psalm assumes that the worshiper has prepared his heart.
这首诗篇里面，我们是以敬拜者的身份来献上我们的赞美。
As he comes into the Lord's presence.
是以敬拜者的身份来到神的面前。
He is called righteous and upright.
我们是被称为是正直的。
Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright.
义人啊，当向耶和华欢呼。正直人的赞美是合宜的。
So this psalm in verses 1 to 3 begins with a summons to loud, vocal and instrumental, excellent, joyful, and thankful praise.
这里一到三节呼召我们赞美神，不但是要高声赞美，而且要用各样的乐器，以最好的欢呼的感恩的心来赞美他。
Is that what our praise is like?
我们的赞美是这样的吗？
Do we sing with all we have?
我们是以我们把我们所有的都唱出来吗？
Do we prepare our best?
我们是完全预备好把最好的献上吗？
Do we worship with genuine thankfulness and joy?
我们是以真挚的感恩和欢心来献上我们的感谢呢？
The psalmist says that this praise befits the upright.
诗人在这里说，正直人的赞美是合宜的。
That is, the Lord is worthy of such praise from His people.
因为神配受这样的赞美。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is praise fitting?
为什么赞美是合宜的呢？
The psalm answers this question in verses 4 to 19 in describing God's character and actions.
这里第四节到十九节回答了这个问题。
This is our second point, the reasons for praise.
这是为什么我们要赞美。
The psalm calls for praise for three reasons.
这首诗篇告诉我们，我们赞美有三个原因。
First, because the Lord's word is upright and powerful.
首先，神的话语是正直的，而且是大有能力的。
Second, His counsel lasts forever.
第二点是神的筹算是永远立定的。
And third, His deliverance is for those who fear Him.
神的拯救是为那些敬畏他的人。
So first, in verses 4 to 9, we see the Lord's word is upright and all-powerful.
从第四到第九节，我们知道神的话语是正直的，而且是大有能力的。
Verses 4 to 5 says, For the word of the Lord is upright. All His work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
神的话语是正直的，所有他所做的都是信实的。他喜爱公义，喜爱公平，全地充满了神慈爱的表现。
Praise is fitting because God's word is upright.
我们赞美神可以的是因为神的话语是正直的。
His work is faithful.
他所做的，他的作为是信实的。
Our lives are surrounded by lies.
我们的生命中常常充满了谎言。
Half truths.
半真半假。
Spin.
或者是扭曲的
manipulation,
或者被人操纵的
hypocrisy,
伪装的
we find the sins of the tongue committed all around us,
我们发现我们的言语的得罪了所有的人
sometimes against us,
有时是得罪我们自己
so often by us,
有的时候是我们自己得罪的
so we can confess with Isaiah,
所以我们可以跟以赛亚一样的认罪
I am a man of unclean,Lips.
我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
我又住在嘴唇不洁净的民中。
But as Paul says, though every man be a liar, God is still true.
正如保罗说的，虽然人人都是虚谎的，但是神是真实的。
In the midst of crooked speech around us and against us and by us.
在许多荒谬的言语当中。反对我们的或者是
What a comfort and refreshment to know the word of the Lord is upright.
当我们知道神的言语是正直的，是多么的安慰我们的心。
It's true, it's good, it's utterly dependable.
是美善的，而且是完全可信靠的。
Psalm 19 describes the effect of this upright word on God's people.
诗篇第十九章这样说。
Psalm 19, verses 7 to 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
诗篇第十九章第七到第八节这样说。神的律法全备，使人心苏醒；神的言语正直，能快活人心；神的命令圣洁，能使人的眼目明亮。
So praise is fitting because the word of the Lord is upright.
赞美神是可以的，因为神是正直的。
And praise is fitting because His word is all powerful.
赞美神是可以的，因为神的话语是大有能力的。
It is the word that.Created and sustains all things, the heavens, the seas, and the earth.
神的话语不单单是造了全地，也托住了万有。
So verse 6 says, By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host.
所以第六节这么说，诸天借着耶和华的命而造。
We can think of this picture, God breathes, and there's the Milky Way.
你可以这样想象，神这样一呼气，神的银河星座就成了。
100,000 light years across, 200 billion stars.
十万年以前，然后将近2亿的星辰。
By the breath of God's mouth.
都是神呼了一口气。
Verse 7 continues, He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses.
第七节接着说，他聚集海水如垒，收藏生羊如库。
In the ancient Near East, the sea was viewed as the great, hostile, chaotic force.
在古时，看海是一个与人为敌，而且非常恐怖的一个能力。
Yet it is tamed and contained by the Lord.
却被我们的神所制服了，而且
He has set its boundary.
而且神设定他们的疆界。
And in verses 8 to 9 continue, Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it, the world, came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
第八、第九节接着说，愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他。
So he created and sustains the world.
他不单单是造了全地，而且他托住万有。
All we see around us is from him.
在我们所能看见的都是从神来的。
This time of year we enjoy the warm colors of the fall.
这个时候我们常常享受神所造的枫叶，这么美的枫叶。
The golden brown sunsets.
还有那金色的日落。
Let's remember all this and all else is made and sustained by the word of the Lord.
让我们记住，这一切都是出于神，而且是被神所托住的。
The second reason that the psalm gives for praise is that the counsel of the Lord stands forever.
第二个原因，我们赞美神的原因是神的筹算永远立定。
We see this in verses 10 to 12, which contrasts the counsel and plans of the nations with the counsel and plans of the Lord.
这里我们在第十到第十二节，我们看到列国的筹算都要归于无有，众民的思想要归于无效，跟神的
So verse 10 says, The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples.
正如第十节说，列国的筹算都要归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。
Notice that the psalmist is not saying that the nations' plans fail because they are weak or incompetent.
在这里我们要注意的是，诗人没有说列国失败是因为他们软弱或者是无能。
They fail because it's the Lord's doing.
他们失败是因为神的作为。
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing.
神使列国的筹算归于无有。
It is part of His judgment on a rebellious world.
是神的审判，对那悖逆世界的审判。
Perhaps the great Old Testament image of the Lord's frustrating work is in Genesis 11, the story of the Tower of Babel.
也许圣经上最大的一个例子就是创世纪十一章巴别塔的倒塌。
There all the people have gathered together to build a tower to heaven, a monument to their pride and rebellion against God's purpose for them.
这故事里面描写众民聚集在一起建了一个很高的塔，通向天的塔，为的是要表扬人的骄傲。
And Genesis 11 says God looks down, He descends, and He confuses their language, so they cannot understand one another, and they are dispersed throughout all the earth.
这时神从天上往下观看，就看到人的悖逆。这时神来到他们中间，使他们分散各地，使他们的言语彼此不通。
The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations.
神使他们的列国的筹算挫败。
But regarding His own plans, verse 11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever; the plans of His heart to all generations."
但是关于神自己的筹算要永远立定。神的思念要存到万代。
His plan is comprehensive and unfailing.
他的计划，他的意念是完整的，而且是不会失败的。
Isaiah 46, 9 to 10 says, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose.
正如以赛亚书四十六章九到十节说，你们要追念古时的事，因为我是神，除我以外并无别神，我是神，除我以外也没有人能比我的。神的筹算永远立定，神要成就的旨意永远成就。
So why is praise fitting?
为什么赞美是合宜的呢？
Because God is the sovereign Lord of history.
因为神是那独一无二的神。
Ephesians 1:11 says, He works all things after the counsel of His will.
以弗所书第一章第十一节这样说，原是那位随己意做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的。
The final reason for praise that the psalm gives concerns the Lord's deliverance for those who fear him. We see this in verses 13 to 19.
第十三到第十九节告诉我们，最终的目的是我们要赞美，是因为神救我们脱离死亡。
These verses contrast those who rely on human resources for deliverance with those who fear and hope in the Lord.
这里他描写的是因靠自己能力的人必要失败，但是信靠仰望耶稣的，信靠仰望神的必要成就。
So 16 and 17 says, the king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
16节，王并不因为他的大军而能够得救，而一个勇士并不因为他的马那力量大而得救。
The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might, it cannot rescue.
战马是一个虚晃的盼望，但是它的能力。
So these verses describe the false hope in human power.
这里描写的是人依靠自己是靠不住的。
Whether strength in numbers, muscles, or weaponry.
不管我们是靠我们的能力，还是靠我们的勇士，还是靠我们的武器，都是靠不住的。
Deliverance is not ultimately to those with a great army or great strength, nor a war horse.
得拯救不是靠你的军，也不是靠马，而是靠我们的神。
Or we might say to those with tanks or aircraft carriers or drones.
也许我们现在说是我们有战车，有多那个有那些很新式的武器。
You may remember in 1 Kings 22 the story of Ahab, King Ahab, in his final battle against Syria.
我们也许记得，列王记上二十二章说的亚哈王和约沙亚王的征战。
He had the rare benefit during the time of the divided kingdom of gaining the military support of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah.
那时他得到约沙亚王的资助。
Furthermore, as he went out to battle, he decided to disguise himself.
那时候亚哈王伪装自己不是一个王。
So that he would not be recognized and targeted as king.
他这样不会变成一个对象，射杀的对象。
But he was selfish enough to tell Jehoshaphat to go ahead and continue to wear his kingly robes.
但是他没有告诉约沙亚王说，你还是继续穿你的王袍吧。
Even so, in fulfillment of a prophecy in 1 Kings 22, 34 to 35, it says, But a certain man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the scale armor and the breastplate. And that evening he died.
为了实现一个预言，有一个人随便开了弓，恰巧射中以色列王的夹缝里，当晚王就死了。
It's a very sobering word for us.
这是一个让我们警醒的一句话。
Because the power that seems to count for everything,
似乎当有能力的死亡
before the Lord's will is a false hope.
在神的眼里是虚晃的。
And in contrast to that, we see that the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him.
但是第十五节相对的是神的眼目观察那敬畏他的人。
Verse 13 says, The Lord looks down from heaven.
13节说神从天上往下看。
That's the place of his supreme authority.
这是神绝对的权威。
And nothing is hidden from him.
没有一样东西是掩住的。
Verse 15 says, He observes all their deeds.
神观察一切的作为。
And not only that, it says, He is the one who fashions hearts.
他也是那造我们神心的人。
And therefore, he knows everyone's heart intimately.
他知道我们内心所有的一切。
As Jeremiah says in chapter 17, Yes, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
耶利米书第十七章第九到第十一节，第十节说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
But then God says, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind. To give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
第十节接着说，我耶和华是鉴察人心肺腑，试炼肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的事报应他。
Therefore, though they may be weak and poor, the Lord knows those who are His.
虽然我们是软弱，我们贫穷，但是神知道哪一些人是属于神的。
He knows those who fear Him.
神知道那敬畏他的人。
And the passage says, in contrast to the false hopes for salvation, verses 18 to 19, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love, that He may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine.
所以第十八到十九节这样说，耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，他要救他们的命，脱离死亡，使他们在饥荒中存活。
You see in these few verses, that the passage combines two senses of God's seeing.
在我们在上面读过的、看到的经文里面，我们看到有两件事。
There is His observation and scrutiny, which extends to all people.
第一就是神的眼目，观察一切的人、一切的作为。
The Lord looks down from heaven and observes everyone. He knows the hearts of all.
神从天上往下观看，他看到每一个人的人心肺腑。
That's verse 13.
是十三节。
But there is also His watchful care, which is for those who fear and hope in Him.
另外一方面是我们看到神的看顾，看顾那敬畏他的人。
Here is a more focused, special, affectionate kind of scene.
这里说专注的是神的慈爱。
Verse 18, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love.
第十八节这样说，神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
So all these reasons for praise,
这些都是我们赞美的原因。
Then lead the psalmist to respond with a declaration of trust and hope and a prayer to God in verses 20 through 22.
诗人接着带我们进入那赞美跟敬拜。
This is our point three.
这就是第三点。
The secret of praise.
赞美的秘诀。
Verses 20 to 22 says, Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
第二十节到二十二节这样说，我的灵魂等候神，神是我的帮助，是我的盾牌，我的心因他欢喜，因为我信靠他的圣名。
In response to the summons to praise in verses 1 to 3,
从一到三节他呼召我们来敬拜神，赞美神。
And the reasons to praise and the revelation of God's character and work in verses 4 to 19,
四到十九节呼召我们为什么要赞美敬拜神。
The psalm closes with God's people waiting for, trusting, hoping in the Lord.
这首诗以二十到二十二节以神呼召我们等候神，然后信靠他，信靠他的名。
In this way, the psalm reveals the secret of thanks and praise.
就这样的把神赞美的秘诀。
You see it in verse 22.
你看到在二十二节吗？
Our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name.
我们的心向来是等候神的，我们的心欢喜是因为我们信靠他的圣名。
The glad, thankful heart is the trusting heart.
一个欢喜信靠的神是感恩的心，是信靠的心。
In trust and hope, God's people hold fast to the reasons for praise in verses 4 to 19.
十九节告诉我们，因着我们的信靠，我们能够稳稳地抓住神的应许。
And so are able to answer the summons to praise in verses 1 to 3.
这样我们才能够回应一到三节呼召我们来赞美神。
We may say that thanksgiving is the companion of trust.
我们可以说感恩是信靠的另一半。
We could say that thanksgiving is the traveling partner of trust.
我们可以说感恩是信靠的另一个伴侣。
Trust is behind the wheel.
信号是主要的动力。
And wherever trust explores and rests in the promises of God, there thanksgiving is also.
信号在哪里，哪里就有感恩。
As God's people trust Him, as they lean not on themselves but hope in His steadfast love, their hearts are warmed to praise.
当神的子民信号神的时候，不信号自己的能力的时候，我们的心里就充满了感恩，充满了力量。
As we come to apply and sing this psalm for ourselves as God's new covenant people.
当我们把这首诗篇用在我们自己的生命上，
we know that all the works and promises of God that it proclaims are focused on Christ.
我们知道所有神所有的应许都在耶稣基督里。
As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Him.
就像保罗说的，神所有的在基督里的回应许都是是的，阿门。
So we sing the psalm not only in Him, but also about Him.
所以我们这样唱诗是不单单是在主里唱诗，而且是关乎主的爱。
This psalm praises God's upright, powerful word.
这首诗篇啊，描述神的话语是正直的，大有能力的。
Who is this word?
谁是这个话语呢？
Jesus is God's creative, upright word.
耶稣基督就是那道成肉身的。
He is the creative word.
他也是那造创造万有的。
John says in John 1:3, In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him.
约翰福音一章一到五节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的。神的话是圣洁的，光照在黑暗里。
And Jesus is the holy, upright word.
耶稣基督就是那个正直的话语。
John 1:4-5 says that He is the holy, divine light shining in the darkness of the world, which a world cannot overcome.
耶稣基督就是那圣洁的话语，照在黑暗的世界里。
So Jesus is God's upright and powerful word.
耶稣基督是神正直大有能力的话语。
And the psalm praises God's counsel that endures forever.
这里诗篇再一次说，神的筹算必要存到永远。
What is the focal point of God's eternal counsel?
神永远永恒的筹算重心在哪里？
It is on His Son.
是在耶稣基督里。
Ephesians 1:9-10 says, The mystery of His will, according to His purpose, as a plan for the fullness of time, is to unite all things in Him.
正如以弗所书第一章第九到第十节说，都是照着他所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要在所安排的日期满的时候，使天上地上一切所有都在基督里归于一。
Colossians 1:18 says, God has made and redeemed the world through Him, so that He may be exalted as preeminent.
哥罗西书一章第十八节说，神把一切都归在耶稣基督里，他是教会的全体之首，他是原始，是从死里复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
It says all things were made through the Son and for Him.
所有万物是借着他造的，也是为他造的。
So this counsel of the Lord that endures forever is a counsel that is focused on the glory of Christ.
神的筹算，永恒的筹算，是定睛在耶稣基督身上，是为耶稣基督的荣耀。
And this psalm praises God's deliverance of those who fear Him.
这首诗在最后说，神就敬畏他的人脱离一切的死亡。
What is God's ultimate deliverance?
什么是神最后脱离的，救我们脱离的呢？
What is that deliverance that foils all human strength and magnifies God's power and faithfulness?
这样的拯救是使人无法自己靠自己而靠神。
It is His salvation through Jesus' death and resurrection.
就是我们借着耶稣基督的死能够得拯救。
That tears down all human boasting.
把所有一切人所可能夸口的 都扯了。
Exalts the grace of God.
我们高举神的恩典。
Therefore, so often when the New Testament encourages God's people to thankfulness, its focus is on the work of God in Christ.
因此新约的信徒新约的诗篇鼓励我们信徒把我们的重心要放在耶稣基督身上。
I was struck especially this week with how often the book of Colossians commends thankfulness and focuses that thankfulness on Christ.
这个礼拜我特别为哥罗西书把重点放在耶稣基督身上来跟大家分享。
We may see Colossians 3:16-17 as the explicitly Christ-centered counterpart of the summons to praise in Psalm 33.
在哥罗西书第三章16-17节特别这样写的，以各样智慧把当把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里，用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，以感恩的心歌颂神。
Colossians 3:16-17 says, "Let the word of Christ, that is the word about Christ, dwell in you richly." And what is the result?Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms with thankfulness in your heart to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
再说一遍，就是把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在我们心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，彼此劝勉。以感恩的心歌颂神，无论做什么、说什么或做什么事，都要奉耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
So how can we obey the summons to praise at the beginning of this psalm?
我们如何遵守我呼召来敬拜神呢？赞美神呢？
How can we shout for joy in the Lord?
我们如何向神欢呼呢？
How can we, from our hearts, give thanks with our voices?And with our instruments.
我们如何从心里向神献上我们的感恩？
It's by the trust and hope expressed at the end of the psalm.
是靠着这首诗最后的几节是信靠神，信靠神的圣名。
And our struggles,
我们的征战，
our doubts,
我们的怀疑，
our temptations,
我们的不信。
We're called to turn away from ourselves and our own resources.
我们是被神呼召出来，不要信靠自己。
Our human strength.
不要靠人的力量。
And fear the Lord.
反要敬畏神。
Wait for the Lord.
等候神。
Find Him to be our help and our shield.
发现神是我们的随时的帮助，也是我们的盾牌。
Hope in His steadfast love.
以他的信实为我们的盼望。
Which is found in Christ our Lord.
那就是在基督里面的盼望。
And then we will be able to confess with the psalmist.
然后我们就会跟这个诗人一样的认定。
Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name.
我们的心在他里面欢喜，因为我们信靠他的圣名。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that we would learn the secret of thanks and praise.
好吧，父神，我们祷告，我们会学到怎样赞美你的秘诀。
That you would open our eyes.
你会开启我们的眼目。
To hold fast more to the promises and the work that you have performed in Christ Jesus.
能够紧紧地抓住耶稣基督为我们所成就的应许。
We would see His goodness and grace surrounding our lives.
我们要看见耶稣基督慈爱和美善在我们的身边。
We would not rest in our own might.
不要靠我们自己。
But in His powerful and upright word.
但信靠他大有能力正直的话语。
In Your counsel that stands forever.
和你的计划永存的计划。
In Your faithful deliverance.
也靠着你那信实的拯救。
Lord, we're so grateful that you've chosen us in Christ.
神啊，我们非常感谢你在基督里拣选了我们。
That you've chosen us as your inheritance.
你拣选我们成为你的子民，成为你的产业。
And Lord, continue to strengthen our faith so that we may present to you this heart of praise.
再一次坚定我们的信心，然后我们可以把我们的感恩和赞美都献上。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。